This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You know, it's your house, it's your property, it's your business. You should be able to make those choices. But as far as national borders are concerned, I don't think that you could possibly be a libertarian and support that concept. I understand that that's, you know, going to bristle a lot of feathers out there. But ultimately, if what a libertarian is one who does not support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals, then the national border is by definition the initiation of force to stop people from trying to come and make a better life for themselves.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with you, but I think by that formulation, anybody that an anarchist like myself, if you're not an anarchist, then according to you, you're not a libertarian, because you can't have a country without forcing, without coercing some people into funding your country.
Yeah, I don't want a country.
I know you don't.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
I'm in favor of community.
And yet,
I want to know my neighbors. I want to know and decide with them what we need to do in order to better ourselves. I don't need some yahoo 100 miles south of me making decisions on how I'm going to live my life, or who I want to let into my community. My community might get together and say, hey, look, we do have public property. We've got this park over here, and we've got maybe the telephone poles are public, maybe some of the roads are public, and, you know, we don't really want some scallywags, some scraggadads up and down littering and sleeping in the ditches.
But a scraggadag,
sleeping in the ditches. I mean, we might get together and decide that we don't want to have anything to do that. And I would probably say I don't want these scraggadads sleeping in my yard. I would have a problem with that.
But that's
the big argument. If you're a libertarian and you are making this argument, what are you defending? You're defending public property. You're defending, the collective. So, I mean, are you really a libertarian?
Can you be, Ian? Go ahead and answer. Kevin.
You're asking about the idea of, okay, well, if you have these borders, then there's public property on the other side of it, and so therefore by advocating for the abolishment of the border that I'm defending public property?
No, I'm asking the people who claim to be libertarians and yet at the same time are defending public property. They're like, well, yeah, we don't want these guys coming over this imaginary border and sleeping in our yards.
Well, okay, so, well, it's different if it's your yard, because then that's private property, right?
But they might consider the park their yard. There are a lot of people in this in our community who would say, yes, that park over there is mine. Is ours.
Yeah. Well, of course, the problem comes in with public property is that if everyone owns it, then no one owns it, right? If it's ours, then it's everyone's. Mm-hmm.
And so who gets to make the decisions?
Right.
Maybe someone here doesn't have a problem with homeless people sleeping in the park.
If it's about individual rights, as the last gentleman who was on the phone, for those of you just tuning in, we had a guy supporting this U.S. Senate candidate in Florida, Augustus Sol Invictus, who is known publicly to have sacrificed a goat as part of his religious beliefs, and, you know, kind of a strange character. But the guy who was his supporter was saying, I asked him how he would define libertarian, and he just sort of had this roundabout answer that really wasn't a truly principled definition of libertarian.
No, his definition was fine. He said it was about individual liberty and And what else did he say? Conan, do you remember?
I remember that one. That one.
Yeah, that's what stuck with me.
Did he say anything about coercion? Or
he danced around a little bit. But yeah, he did say individual liberty, and that's what I wanted to focus on here. If your belief is in individual liberty, you don't just get to reject that when it comes to someone who's born in Mexico. That person deserves individual liberty as just as much as somebody who was born on this particular plot of land. So with that in mind, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We do have Will on the line. Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. He's in Tennessee. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. What's on your mind?
Caller that was talking about cultural Marxism. And
yeah.
I've actually done a little bit of, looking in. And the research that I found is a lot of people are actually a victim of their own cultural Marxism.
What does that mean?
Well, it's the use of like racial tensions in order to strengthen the state, in order to take over economics
or get votes.
Well, I would say in the case of the right, it's in order to pass more legislation that's in favor of the security state,
like real ID.
Well, exactly. What I see happening is that now you have Republicans who are in favor of ideas that are communist ideas, but they're given new names like real ID. Or, Federal Worker Registry, but we call it E-Verify. Now, these are communist ideas, and they've been championed by the right in the name of protecting capitalism from the other side, from the minorities, from the Mexicans, from, whoever it is. Then you also have the use of fear of Muslims in order to advocate the growth of the military state and of the security state. So you see, these are all things that were central ideas within communism that are now central ideas to the right. So you have the same type of ideas where you play the races and the cultures off of each other in order to instill fear among each party. They're just using different, hot points with each group in order to create the same type of fear, so that now whichever party is in power, the Marxist idea is marching forward.
Wow.
Either the Republicans are enforcing more security apparatuses, more employment restrictions, and these kinds of things, expand Verify to include all Americans, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or you Democrats expanding the welfare state and weakening the economy and trying to centralize the economy in the hands of the government. So now we literally have, we can either take a left foot toward communism or a right foot toward communism.
Well said. Well put. And Will Coley, host of Call to Freedom, great new show on LRN.FM on Sunday nights. Will, anything else you want to add tonight? Your connection's kind of wonky tonight, by the way.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not a fan of Invictus, but Invictus is personal religious proclivities. I will be sacrificing two goats at Porkfest this year.
Really?
But we'll be slaughter. Yeah. We'll do an Eid celebration. We'll slaughter two goats, and we'll.
Are you going to drink the goat's blood?
Will you cross the desert of Pennsylvania?
No. We'll be drinking any blood. We'll actually the goats, and one of the goats be taken to the local homeless shelter, and the other goat will be prepared and served to the people at Porkfest.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to it. And, Will, we're going to let you go. The call's a little bit too bad tonight, but I appreciate hearing from you. And Will, by the way, sets up with his wife at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's what he was referring to as Porkfest. It's the yearly camping festival that the Free State Project throws here in New Hampshire to kind of show off the community. And last year they fed something like, 2,000 to 3,000 meals to people at Porkfest, just giving away food, and they had Muslims backing them with finances to help make that project possible, if I'm recalling correctly. And I had the pleasure of eating their cooking on pretty much a nightly basis. They kept bringing it up to the studio, and it was fantastic. So
I've always had a question. Well, not always. Real quick question: the animal sacrifice, does it lose power if you consume the animal afterwards? Aren't you supposed to burn the entire animal in order to get the most out of the sacrifice.
Are you asking from like a Wiccan or satanic standpoint?
All of them. Christianity, paganism, Satanism.
I don't know.
I mean, if you eat it, you're actually not sacrificing. You're actually getting something from it.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We have some breaking news out of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, where a group of dozens of people have been occupying federal property there for the last, I don't know, what's it been, 3 weeks? Seems like it's been a little while. I think it was the beginning of this month when that got kicked off. But anyway, apparently some shots have allegedly been fired We don't know if that coincided with the arrest of, this is according to KATU.com, the arrest of Ammon Bundy as well as three others. Just, this is breaking news. Literally within the last 15 minutes, Tom in Maryland actually called in to give us a heads up that this story was breaking, and there really isn't much in the news about this right now. If you want to know, if you know more and you want to share it with us, you're welcome to join us here toll free at 855-453, 855-450-3733. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Conan.
The story from Harney County, Oregon, where KATU News has learned the leader of the armed occupation at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge has been arrested along with three other individuals tonight. Sources tell KATU News, which, by the way, it's 6 in the evening there. Sources tell KATU News there was some sort of engagement involving shots fired as the militia group was on its way to a meeting in John Day, which apparently is a place. Highway 395 is now closed between Burns and John Day. Details of the arrests have not yet been released, but officials say there are injuries in the area. Bundy and dozens of other individuals occupied the wildlife refuge earlier this month after two local ranchers were sent to prison for setting fires allegedly on federal land. So that's
now how many occupiers were left at this point in time? Like three? Is this the last?
Well, that's a good
last holdouts?
We just had literally like 2 days ago. John, who's one of our callers from Nevada, said that he and his wife went up to the refuge to kind of check it out, to see what was going on. And they went in there, and he said they were welcomed by the group. And he said that there were a few dozen folks that were still there. That was his estimate, if I'm recalling correctly, the conversation that we had. So, no, it doesn't sound like it had whittled down to three. And, obviously, we're dealing with the most bare bones of news here at this point. This is breaking news. Obviously, with breaking news, the news media gets it wrong half the time. So, you know, maybe there are three people arrested. Maybe there's six people arrested. Maybe there's someone who's dead. Maybe not. I don't know. You know, we don't know any of the details right now. But it says here the militia group was on its way to a meeting in John Day. That doesn't mean that the whole group was on their way to the meeting. Maybe only an envoy of people was going to this John Day location.
Only four people have been arrested.
Those are the reports as we know right now. That doesn't mean that everyone lived through this firefight. They claim there are injuries. You know, who knows what this is going to turn into, and what, you know, why did this start? Who was, you know, who shot first?
Yeah.
Will there be video of the shooting? You know, all of these are questions that remain unanswered.
Hopefully not a Ruby Ridge repeat. But and yes, hopefully video, because, you know, the people are never going to find these things out unless that's the best way.
There is no excuse if there is no video, because nowadays everybody has a camera almost. You know, if you've got a smartphone, you've got a video camera on you, so you know, you always need to record situations. Although, you know, if it was their goal to get in a firefight with police, then I could understand that you probably wouldn't want to be holding a video camera when you're trying to trade shots with somebody. But who knows? Again, who knows who started this? This is breaking news. The story was literally posted 15 minutes ago, and there's nothing else. I was just Googling for it. There's virtually nothing else about this. There's one other story about the hospital being locked down.
You said you spoke to someone who actually went out there and visited?
Yeah, dude called the show, I think, Sunday night.
Did he say anything about supposed agent provocateurs that were infiltrating?
I mean, come on, it's a guarantee. I don't think that he would have gotten a feel for who was an agent just having visited the place. But, I mean, it's a guarantee there are agents that are infiltrating. I mean, our listener was able to go and get into this group.
Right,
and
so they're not really, they're big tenant right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it was with the Ed and Elaine Brown situation here in New Hampshire a decade ago, where Ed and Elaine Brown were holed up in their house in Plainfield, New Hampshire, because the IRS wanted to arrest them for having not paid taxes. And they were just letting anyone into their home and, you know, being friendly to everybody that was coming around. In fact, the Genesis Communications Network, which is our radio syndicate, Ted Anderson, the boss man over there, threw a barbecue over at Ed and Elaine Brown's house during this whole standoff. So they were letting hundreds of people come onto their property, and indeed it was an undercover agent with the federal government who ultimately ended up taking them down after their supporters had whittled away after time, you know, because they were there for like 5 or 6 months. It was a long standoff that they had. And as their supporters had to go home because, you know, you can only stay somewhere and spend your savings for so long, after their supporters walked away, most of them, there were only a handful of people left, and that's when the feds made their move on them. And it was an undercover agent who'd been close to them and had been acting like that he was their buddy, but in point of fact was just waiting for the right moment to strike.
There's a special spot in hell for people who turn on their fellow human beings.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, for who use deception to make it seem like, you know, they're your friend and then turn against you. And by the way, Ed and Elaine Brown were not violent people. They hadn't hurt anybody, even though Ed was kind of crazy and, you know, talked about the Illuminati being out to get him. Uh-oh. And had loaded up on guns and bombs and things like that at his house. He hadn't actually hurt anybody and ultimately did not hurt anyone. They were taken without incident. So it does sound like there may be some injuries, a possible shootout, but we don't know any details from the Malheur Federal Wildlife Reserve. Now, if you're hearing more, maybe you're actually up there in Oregon, you're watching the news as this news is breaking, you're welcome to share more with us. And if we learn more, we'll certainly let you know. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, Mark Edge came back this weekend. He's was our normal regular co-host on the show. He's now a weekend co-host. He may be coming in here during the week a couple times just because he's bored to tears without his family around and he's not going to know what to do with himself. But he came back and he was criticizing me. He said that we needed to be more supportive of the protesters out there at the reserve, that he wanted us to go out there. I was like, dude, if you want to go out there, go right ahead. You can do some call-ins from wildlife reserve, but this ain't my fight. I'm not interested in occupying federal land or doing any of this stuff. I'm not saying I'm opposing what they're doing. I think it's interesting what they're doing. I am interested in following the story, but I don't know about you guys, but I'm not interested in signing up.
Well, there's a reason I moved to New Hampshire. It's because it's a small area, small population, and I think that there is a chance that I can get things accomplished here.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to go head-to-head against the federal government?
Maybe. Well, I pay an awful lot of property taxes every year.
Yeah.
Which are going to pay programs that I don't agree with.
But that's not federal. That's
not federal.
State.
It's local. It's citywide.
Yeah.
And you know, if I can't work within the system, and I don't think that I can,
mm-hmm.
You know, I might just come to the conclusion one day, and you know, I wish I could today, just stop paying a portion of my property taxes. All right, look, City of Keene. You know, I don't believe in this program, this department, this program, so I'm only going to give you this much
money. I love that idea.
I'm going to give you this much money to pay for what I actually use.
The trick is, though, you got to have the mortgage taken care of.
Yeah, I've got to have the mortgage taken care of, exactly. And then I have to be prepared because they're going to start accumulating interest from day one that I don't pay that tax.
I think you'll get better PR, too, if you're defending your own property instead of going to seize public land, which I disagree with public land, but the PR is bad. The optics are too bad.
Well, they're going to say this is federal land, not public land. 855-450-3733.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. According to Oregon Public Broadcasting, the Harney District Hospital in Burns, Oregon is currently on lockdown. An AirLink helicopter has reportedly been dispatched to the area, and there are unconfirmed reports of gunshots in connection with the refuge occupation, but the shots allegedly were fired somewhere on the road, maybe between the Malheur Wildlife Refuge and another town, a nearby town where there was supposedly some kind of meeting that was to be happening. Mm-hmm. So we don't know the details on exactly what went down, but there are some tweets coming out from someone who is ostensibly in the area. Les Zates is tweeting, saying, Ryan Payne, one of the occupation leaders, has suffered multiple gunshots, according to a local government official. At the refuge, no indication of trouble. One militant discounted the report of arrest, said no one is leaving and no police are there. Again, the news here that is breaking as of this hour is that four have been arrested, including the leader, if you will, of the occupation, Ammon Bundy. Of course, he's the son of Cliven Bundy, who made headlines a couple of years ago with their protest against the federal government and the ridiculous land controls that they had to deal with the Bureau of Land Management.
Who also refused to come out to this event.
That's correct. Cliven is not behind his son in this particular occupation of the federal land. So there's not much more that we know right now, but if you're hearing something we haven't yet reported, feel free to dial on in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Should we talk about Uber?
Yeah, I mean, I was just talking about, you know, what I might do one day, what might, you know, the camel, the straw that broke the camel's back might
be. Oh, yeah, you're talking about occupying your own property.
Yeah, it might be me saying, hey, look, you know, no, this is what I'm paying for. This is what I use. You know, I'm going to pay a little bit to the fire department. I might give a little bit to the police department. Not a whole lot. You know, they do an awful lot of busting young underage drinkers, and I don't believe in that. But, you know, sometimes they do get bad guys, so maybe I'll give them send a couple bucks their way.
Sure.
But the school system? No, man, that's, you know, my daughter is not in the school system, so why should I be paying any part of it?
Well, hate education. You hate kids.
I do. I hate them. I loathe them, obviously.
Because you want to have smart people in the world. That's why you pay for public education.
That's right, because I should be concerned with these young, soon-to-be scragadads coming into being and camping out in my yard or throwing rocks through my windows, because that's what happens to uneducated individuals. There's nothing but pain.
Well, I don't oppose education. I know you don't either, Conan. It's just that the government's education system leaves a lot to be desired. I am firmly opposed to it. And basically, it's an indoctrination camp for the youth to get them to believe in the state and to get them to love the state.
At school, they teach you to line up.
And to stand in line. Yeah,
and
stand in line, to stay quiet, to take your five seconds
turn
of drinking your water from the faucet, and you better back off real quick because you only get 5 seconds. It's a horrible. It's a prison.
It's a school to prison system,
and all you have to do is see the resource officers in full battle rattle.
Mm, yeah,
and they just changed one out here at Keene High. At least she's a female, so she's softer looking.
Well, you know, it's probably better that they took away the cop who shot the guy in the back of the throat from the Keene High School.
Oh God!
So he's no longer the school resource officer.
Who was that?
Lamoureux is his name, James Lamoureux.
Okay.
He's now apparently leaving to join the military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll do better there. It's lots of people in other countries to shoot on that are our enemies.
So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We could talk about the Uber thing if you want. I know, Conan, you did have that story here tonight. I'll give you a quick rundown, though, in the meantime, of the some of the things I talked about in front of the State House today. There were various different hearings, and Daryl and I, of course, go out every Tuesday and talk to these folks. And there's actually going to be some more hearings on Thursday this week. One of them is going to be really interesting, because a lot of this stuff comes up again and again. A lot of these bills, the legislation, gets reintroduced year after year, like they keep trying to get it through. So that's the tactic that, you know, whether you're trying to get something that's pro-liberty through or anti-liberty through, you just keep throwing it up against the wall and you hope that someday it sticks. So usually we'll see the same stuff every 2 years. But this Thursday is going to be a little different because there's actually a proposal to legalize prostitution or to end the criminalization of prostitution in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been paying attention to some extent to politics here for a decade, and that's never been proposed before. So this is going to be this Thursday is going to be a really interesting hearing.
This just isn't to legalize prostitution for lobbyists and government employees?
Yeah, no, this would legalize
this is everybody, right?
Anyone over the age of 18.
Nice.
Over the age of 18. It would
we need to have state-run brothels.
No, don't give them any ideas. Because they do run the liquor stores here, I don't think the nice thing about the bill in this case, it's written by a free stater, and so it does not propose a legalization system, it doesn't propose a regulatory system, it's just, literally, if you look at the bill, it's a strike-through. So it's just striking all the language about criminalizing prostitution. Is basically what it is. It still leaves it criminal to be to solicit an underage prostitute, but ultimately the adult prostitution would be made legal if this passes. Now, does it have a chance in hell of getting through the committee? I honestly don't know, because this has never been done before. So I'm excited to see that happen on Thursday. Today, the first thing we hit up this morning was a revenge porn bill, which would make it illegal to distribute images that may have been consensually taken without the consent of the person who was involved in the photos. And of course, it was, you know, testimony after testimony of people who want to see this bill pass. And Daryl had to leave due to another engagement, so he wasn't able to testify. And I was really the only one who got up there and testified against this legislation. You know, my point was, what about personal responsibility? You know, if you get into a...
Ian, you're not smart enough to take care of yourself. You need somebody who's been there and done that to be able to make decisions for you. To keep
I just need to
keep you from hurting yourself, getting an STD.
Just can't help but take my clothes off in front of cameras.
Getting beat up by some big butch dude who's a bear.
Look,
tearing you up, man.
I get it that, you know, it hurts if somebody takes your nudie pictures and spreads them around without, you know, your consent. I get that. I get that that's a frustrating thing. But my point is, what about your consent to the pictures in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know, because, I mean, without giving you the details of the bill, there's, you know, details in there about how this all works. But ultimately, if you're in a relationship with somebody, this is somewhat what I said to the panel, if, let's say there's a couple and they're into amateur porn, they're into taking pictures of themselves in sexual situations and uploading it to, like, an amateur porn website while they're a couple, but then they break up. And then one of the couple, let's say the lady, says that she never consented to uploading those pictures to the amateur porn website. How does one side prove versus the other side? How, you know, unless there's an actual agreement that has been written out saying, here's what I consent to, I'm allowing myself to be photographed in sexual, you know, situations, and here's what I consent to as far as them being released, then you've got a he said, she said situation where she's saying, well, I didn't agree to him uploading my pictures to that porn site. He did that without my permission. And then he says, well, wait a minute. We both agreed to this together. This was something we did. We were into amateur pornography. So I gave this as an example to them of one way. And plus, how do you prove who did what? There was an example one lady gave testifying about how she had her cell phone and a friend of hers, or who she thought was a friend, got into the phone, a male friend, got on her phone and sent her naked pictures that, you know, she didn't give him on purpose,
yep.
Sent her naked pictures to his phone or to some other phone number. She later saw those messages had been sent and, you know, felt violated. But how do you prove who sent those pictures? You know, how do you know that it was him? What evidence would you use to prove that it was this person who you believe it was? So this is a messy kind of a bill that's going to result in some people going to prison for simply sharing some photos. And so it's like, well, you know, what about personal responsibility? How about if you are worried about people sharing your naked pictures, you don't take them in the first place? Seems like a simple solution.
Well, make sure you lock that phone.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but then the NSA has them. So
yeah.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Conan.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. They are completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. More breaking news. At this point, it's more like breaking allegations. I mean, we don't know. We haven't seen video. We haven't seen any real evidence that any of this is true, but ostensibly there have been shots fired with the protesters at the Oregon National or Wildlife Reserve, the Malheur National Wildlife Reserve. Anyway, apparently the shots that were not fired at the reserve. So there were apparently a group of some of the protesters who were traveling to a nearby town to have some sort of a meeting. We're yet to determine what that meeting was about or what it was going to be about. And then at some point, there was some sort of gunfire. Allegedly, now there may be four people who've been arrested and perhaps someone who has been shot, one of the protesters. According to the Oregonian, OregonLive.com's Rebecca Woolington, two people have been shot, and Ammon Bundy is in custody. According to a YouTube live stream report by Pete Santilli, who is speaking outside of a hospital in Burns, Oregon, Santilli, a self-styled journalist, real journalists do towards bloggers. This Pete Santilli guy's got a YouTube channel, and he went out there, sort of like Mark wanted to do. He actually went out there to support these guys.
But did he go to school, Ian? Did he get a journalist permit to do what he does?
No, probably not.
Does he know anyone in big journalism?
I don't know.
Probably doesn't.
I don't know who he is.
Which means he's a small fry, and we don't want any. He obviously can't have an opinion.
Well, he's the only guy on the scene reporting, yeah. So good for him. Pete Santilli took to social media to discuss the breaking development late this afternoon in Pacific time. He also reported that the FBI has told the protesters at the National Wildlife Refuge that they are free to go and need to leave immediately.
Before it escalates.
It does sound like the...
This is your chance to get out of Dodge.
Right. We've arrested your leader. Now what are you going to do? Now, this is the way government works. They will target who they believe to be the leader, take that person out, whether it's through an arrest or for, you know, physical, you know, attack. They will take that person out, and they expect that that will result in the dispersing of the rest of the followers, if you will, if indeed that's how things are structured, because the government believes that everyone is organized like they are, where there's one person at the top of the pyramid and then, you know, the underlings underneath that. So it'll be interesting to see what the protesters or the occupiers, in this case, of the Malheur National Wildlife Reserve will do in the absence of Ayman Bundy. You know, was he holding it all together? Will they disperse in his absence? Or are they, you know, more individualistic? Are they going to continue on with this mission of occupying the refuge? And if so, is this a threat from the federal government? Is this a leave or else, or you're free to go and you should leave immediately?
But even if they are more individualistic, which I believe that they are,
yeah,
they have here they have this example of what could happen to them.
Your buddy just got shot.
As individuals,
right,
if they don't get out of Dodge. So they, I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right. A lot of people can't wrap their head around this idea that people can think for themselves. I've got to elect someone to represent me. I couldn't possibly have an opinion of my own. And there's an awful lot of people out there in the world who believe that way. But no, I think this is a setting an example. This is what could happen to you if you guys don't figure it out. It's coming your way. You have this window of opportunity to get out of Dodge. And
yeah, I mean, tomorrow
morning, I can't promise you anything other than whatever happened to Bundy.
What are people going to think if they're inside the wildlife refuge, their friends have left, because, again, this group ostensibly left the refuge in order to go to another town for some sort of meeting. It was somewhere between there where they got attacked or someone shot someone, allegedly. So then, you know, federal agents show up, they get on their megaphone. All right, everybody, Ayman Bundy's in custody. One of your buddies has been shot. We're giving you till the morning to clear out of here. What are the people on the inside going to do?
Mm.
And I think that's the situation we're dealing with right now. Santilli is at the hospital, which is, by the way, allegedly on lockdown, reporting on the shootings. Quote, two men were down, possibly injured, he said in his initial report. Santilli did not have information on their conditions or the names of who was involved. The Oregonian and Oregon Live could not independently confirm those reports. And Santilli's report comes on the 25th day of the standoff. So I'd said maybe 3 weeks. So, yeah, just about pretty much the entire month here. During the past 3 weeks, tension has mounted, and federal authorities have faced repeated calls to take action against the protesters. And we thought that it would come to this at some point. It does sound like they're trying to avoid attacking the refuge itself, but it sounds like an attack may be being planned if the people don't leave. Let's go to Tom, who's in Maryland. He actually called in, didn't go on the air previously. Tom, you called to let our board operator know that this was going down, that this news was breaking. Are you following along with the story, and do you have anything else to report? Go ahead.
Yeah, I would have come on the air at that time, but someone asked me to pull down a video that they were afraid would get taken down by the government, and that was a video this afternoon of Ayman Bundy speaking with the FBI, saying that a lot of the folks there were afraid of them. He seemed kind of timid. In fact, a lot of us got a bad feeling when we watched that video. We had thought that he was in contact with a good faith actual person from the FBI. As it turns out, they had spoken with some folks from the FBI, but they were just guarding the compound. The only person, and it was apparent from watching the video that he was in contact with and that the FBI was willing to put forward, was someone, I think the guy's, I think he had the name of Chris, something like that. At any rate, it was straight out of the HRT playbook.
HRT?
Hostage Rescue.
Okay.
You know, it was clear to me and a lot of other people that he really wasn't getting a fair shake, and that's a shame. Although I can't say that I support necessarily how they went about making their grievances known, they were more than open and letting the authorities know what their plans were, what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And to have it come down to this, and I understand, I don't know if you reported this, but it's being reported that they killed Ayman today. tonight.
Oh, wow.
That I have not seen in the reports. I mean, I was looking, and I didn't see that at all. The reports are saying he is under arrest and that there have been shots fired. One man allegedly was shot multiple times, but that man's name was not Ammon, so I haven't seen those reports.
Now, he definitely was under arrest. Whether the report said he died, it just came out before I called.
The headlines here so I'm looking at Google News. Ammon Bundy arrested in Oregon. Ammon Bundy arrested. So it says here two people have been shot, but Ammon Bundy is in custody. Pete Santilli, who is on the scene, who's actually a supporter of the occupiers, he says that Ammon Bundy's in custody.
Well, so is Pete. so is Pete. Pete's in custody.
Pete's been arrested.
Yeah. I don't know if you are aware that there's been a lot of speculation about whether or not he's kind of doing a double deal, whether or not he's actually working as an informant for the government.
Oh, I bet there's all kinds of speculation. I bet there's all kind of... I bet that group is just rife with paranoia about one another. Like, you know, it's like the thing in there. Who's the federal agent?
Well, you know, the show that comes on, two shows after yours, they did a whole thing about a week ago. They had a woman on there. She had evidence. I don't know the veracity of it. And I'll tell you, when we end an operation, we take the CIs down so everyone, you know, thinks that they're not a CI. And when he got arrested tonight, it was right in line with how we would do it. So I don't know, you know, just speculating.
Just to clarify what you're saying, when the cops go into a scene, you take the undercover down just like you take everybody else down. You don't treat them differently. You slam them to the floor. You make it look like they're part of the rest of the people who are the occupiers. So
make it extra good. If anybody's getting slammed real hard, it's going to be our guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they want that. Believe me, they don't want anyone to know what they've been up to.
They don't want to be turned. Right. They don't want to have one of the occupiers turn against them in the last moments and, you know, put a bullet to their head or something
right.
like that.
Right. I understand there's eight that's arrested just to keep you up to date.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be developing all night long. And, Tom, thanks for giving us the heads up on it. I don't know if we would have found out without you. So thanks for the info. We are out of time tonight, though. And, of course, this is going to continue to develop. I'm sure we'll know a lot more by the time we go on the air tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at night Eastern time. And we should talk about that Uber thing at some other point, Conan. Maybe mark that for next week.
It's going to keep happening.
It sounds pretty crazy. Things are being burned over in Paris over Uber. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.